The key clicks in the ignition, and I groan. Come on. At least yesterday's clicking gave way to a more hopeful stuttering. This morning, there is no such stuttering, which is just brilliant on the day I'm supposed to be having my first personal development review of the new job. The new job. Dad says I suffer from a 10-week itch on the job front. I haven't braved telling him that I'm already itching at the end of week 4, because I know he'll tell Mum, who will wheel out the reliability and commitments lecture again. You need to stick at these things for longer, Beth. Prove yourself a bit. The radio springs to life with a local travel update. A spot of slow-moving traffic on the A39 between Kirkhampton and Stratton following an earlier breakdown of a livestock container. I roll my eyes. People in my village are always remarking how lucky we are to live in this part of the world and how dreadful the daily commute in a big city would be. But at least in a big city, I wouldn't have to stop for farm animals. I get it. The underground on a hot day smells like armpits and socks, but muck-spreading season in North Cornwall isn't exactly a treat for the senses either. I try the key again. Click, click, click. Nothing. There's a bottle of water in my bag, and I unscrew the cap and glug all of it, cursing myself for not rehydrating before I got into bed. My sister swears by drinking a pint of water as soon as she gets in from a night out, though, as I have to keep reminding her, a meal with her husband and another couple talking about sleep training and primary school applications does not a night out make.